Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bargaining with the Devil by Robert Mnookin. Read by the author.
Introduction. Should you bargain with the devil? In an age of terror, our national leaders face this sort of question every day. Should we negotiate with the Taliban, Iran, North Korea? What about terrorist groups holding hostages? In private disputes, you may face devils of your own. A business partner has betrayed you and now wants to negotiate a better deal. A marriage is ending and a divorcing spouse is making extortionist demands. A competitor has stolen your intellectual property. You're furious. Your gut tells you to fight it out in court. To negotiate with this person would be to give him something he wants. It would reward him for his bad behavior. You want your rights vindicated, and the thought of negotiating with your adversary seems wrong. This book is about these kinds of conflicts, which pose some of the most challenging questions in negotiation. A disputant must decide, should I bargain with the devil or resist? By bargain, I mean attempt to make a deal, try to resolve the conflict through negotiation, rather than fighting it out. By devil, I mean an enemy who has intentionally harmed you in the past or appears willing to harm you in the future. Someone you don't trust. An adversary whose behavior you may even see as evil. These days, it is not fashionable to talk about evil, particularly among professionals.